country music gets up close and personal.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Braden Turner from the Ontario country trio Blackwell is my guest on the show. They have a brand new song out called Welcome to the Country, and it's going to be played on the show, so we'll get a chance to hear it and hear how it was written and all those great stories about it. And catching up with Braden, welcome to the show, Braden.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
It is great to have you back. It was great chatting with you last time. And let's give a shout-out to Debbie Wood, because I know she always listens. Of course, she is helping Blackwell at Country Radio. So let's say hi to Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Yes, thank you so much. Debbie is just, she's like a second mom. And I think I've said this before. She's done so much for Blackwell, and she's just so supportive. And we're just very blessed to have her on our Blackwell team.
Now, Blackwell is made up of you, of course, and brothers Terry Blackwell and Dan Blackwell. And the new single we're going to be hearing was written by Kerry, and we were talking earlier before we came on the show, and he is pretty prolific at writing songs. He's been doing a lot of them.
Yes, he has. He's a hit machine. He makes so much great music, and this song was particularly written because I said to him, I said, you know, we should release a song that's kind of similar to Redneck Style, but kind of shows, you know, who we are as a band, and, you know, it's really hard to pick what that single is going to be. And he wrote this about 6 months ago, and we had a couple of other songs floating around that we were kind of looking to maybe possibly release, and we weren't too sure. And then when we started recording, I kind of got the feeling that I really wanted to release Welcome to the Country, because, you know, Blackwell loves to feed off of the energy of the audience, and when we're performing, we just love to see people singing along. And it just so happens that, you know, when we do our live jobs, that all these people are just singing to our music, and in particular this one. So this was definitely the choice.
So when someone goes to a Blackwell concert, I'm sure they can expect high energy, lots of excitement. Are there moments, Braden, where things slow down for you to sing a slower song, maybe more of a ballad at all?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Depending on the venue, if we're playing a bar, they usually like to have, you know, high energy all night. And in those nights, we would stay to faster tunes. But when we have the opportunity, we love to slow it down because, you know, I feel that the texture of our music is so diverse. And you know, my expertise would be in writing our ballads and the slower songs. I really kind of gravitate to writing music that comes from my heart and my experience. And when we do have chances to do that, I love to slow it down, and I love to, you know, give people kind of like a taste of, you know, what else Blackwell can do.
Mm-hmm. It, for sure, yeah. It's good to show the diversity of a group, to be known probably mainly for the high energy, but to have that other side with the ballads. A quote that I love that you said, and it ties into the music, small town Ontario gives us the perspective of everyday people just like us. We know how they think because that's how we think. So all of you can really relate to that that way of life, right? Small town Ontario, and I guess that's reflected in your music.
Oh, absolutely, yes. You know, Kerry and Dan grew up on a potato farm up in Cochrane, Ontario. They definitely know how it is. For me, I grew up in Ottawa, but most of my mother's side of the family lives in southern Ontario, and I have gone up to Tillsonburg, Ontario, probably about, I would say, between 5 and 6 times a year from the time that I was born until, you know, just as of a few years ago, and I relate a lot of my experience and my childhood and my memories to my family that lives down there. They played a huge part in my roots and how I portray my music. It's a huge part of me.
Now, a quote that Kerry said about you, as far as being the lead female vocalist, the lead vocalist in the group, saying that you're the perfect vocalist and personality to lead Blackwell to where you guys want to go. You're creative,
that's so nice.
Determined, and you've got so much energy, it's scary. Where do you get this energy from?
Yeah, people would say that about me. Even people who know me outside of my music would definitely say that. I've been told many times, I don't know how you do what you do in a day. And, you know, it's true. I've always been one to fill my day with a million things, and I do have lots of energy. And I think it's great for the guys, too, because they get to see, you know, oh, my gosh, like, you know, when Braden's in the room because, you know, the energy just has to like flow, and it's super great. And you know, right. It's good to have people that are quieter as well, you know, to kind of, you know, slow you down a little bit when you get crazy. But, you know, the guys have been great. They can keep up.
That's good. Yeah. It's a good balance, as you said, to have the energy and then some others who might be more calm, and everything kind of balances out. As far as influences among all three of you, of course, Carrie and Dan are brothers, so maybe they share similar interests, but they could be different as well in music. How do all three of you shape up as far as the influences that you each have musically?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. I think, you know, because they're older than I am, they have kind of an older country sort of inspiration, and me coming into this, and I'm a lot younger, I'm kind of inspired by them in a way, because they have been showing me, oh, well, this came from here, and, you know, this artist, you know, started out here, and this is kind of where country music has gone from, you know, from years ago to now. And, you know, when I was growing up, I was really inspired by Shania Twain. I remember vividly being like 8 years old and just dancing around and listening to her music and just thinking, oh my gosh, she is just so awesome. I love her. And I will never forget, you know, spending that time and doing that, and, you know, being in this band with two guys that are very knowledgeable with, you know, country music history really kind of brought me to a different understanding of country music and more of an appreciation of just what it is and how far it's come.
That's a great point, because it's so interesting, the history, too. And, you know, if you're a younger person, then, you know, your history goes back only so far. And then you can sort of see how everything connects, what came before Shania and before that, and how everything kind of ties together. And I'm like that, too.
Absolutely.
I've listened to country music for a long time, Braden, and I'm older than you as well, of course. But I like sharing that as well, the history with people. So there might be somebody younger I know who knows, you know, okay, this and that, and maybe they go back 10 years, and I can say, oh, okay, and before that there was this artist. And, you know, it's kind of cool to share the history, because I think if you're a country fan, you find that interesting, the stuff that came before.
Absolutely, absolutely. I totally agree with you, and I really enjoy learning about that, because, you know, people growing up, you know, my age and younger, and even maybe just a little bit older, they still, you know, you need to be inspired by the people who started it all, you know, like people like Dolly Parton, you know, Johnny Cash. These people, these icons in country music are really people that, you know, you're obviously, people are trying to emulate. These people just set the bar so high, and so these other country artists that are coming out with all this great music, they're just, that's where this has all come from. It's just very great that it's a big circle of life, you know?
Definitely. It is. I agree with that. And country music to me has always felt like a family, maybe more so than any other genre. I mean, it's the genre I'm closest to, but I've always perceived it as being a family that has kind of been together or shared stuff, I guess, the music passed on and just all that stuff. It's a really good feeling.
It definitely is. It really definitely is. I find that the fans as well are just so loyal. I had the opportunity a couple of years ago, because I live in Ottawa, I had a couple of opportunities to see some country artists, and I was able to see Miranda Lambert, Keith Urban, and Carrie Underwood, and just seeing the expression on everyone's faces when these artists came out, when they came to do their show, was just, it was breathtaking just to see how loyal, like the loyalty in their eyes to these to these people that are just like everyone else, but they're on the stage and they're doing what they love to do. And I think Blackwell is very similar in that, you know, we are just normal people like everybody else, but we are, you know, trying to tell our story through music. And I find that, you know, that's just very, you know, people can relate, you know, just, we're all normal. We're all regular people and just trying to do our thing.
Yeah, exactly. And it must be great for you after one of your shows, Blackwell shows, to have fans come up to you and maybe talk specifically about a song they liked, or just overall. It's got to be great to have that interaction with the fans.
It totally is. Oh yeah, and you know, and most of the time they're they may have a little bit of alcohol,
right.
Alcohol courage, and even that's even just great too, just to see that people rocking out and having fun, you know, listening to your music, because there's nothing worse than singing and feeling that no one, you know, can relate or they're not getting your music. But, you know, every time we play, we seem to get the crowd. And Dan does such a good job at interacting with you know, the audience. And Carrie just captivates everyone with his guitar. It's just, we're a very, very great team. We bring out the best qualities in each other.
Isn't that great? I think that's a great sign of a group or a trio that you can all do that, bring out the best in each other. Who's the producer on your singles so far?
Well, there's two. Right now we have my father, who is Joe Turner. He produced with Carrie. They co-produced it, basically. So Carrie recorded the tune. He played all the instruments on the track. My dad produced it with him, and then we use a distribution label in Nashville, Beard
right.
Music Group, and
yes.
Beard did the final mix for us, and they added their Nashville flair, and when it came back, we were very, very, very happy. It was unreal. You can definitely tell that there's Nashville written all over this song.
Right, and that's a great thing. And Beard Music, of course, is Larry Beard. Everyone knows such an iconic studio in Nashville. So that's got to be great when you get back the, as you said, those touches on the song and has that Nashville flavor to it.
It's beautiful. I mean, as I said, it's very kind of surreal being in this position, you know, for me, because growing up, I never really had what most people say is I've always dreamt of being a superstar. I never had that. And it was only maybe when I was about 14 that I kind of thought, you know what, maybe this is where I'm supposed to be in my life. I never really had felt that I had fit in anywhere. And, you know, doing music always behind, you know, the scenes, being in school and working and always having music to fall back on, I kind of just realized a few years ago that, you know, this is exactly where I need to be and this is where I need to put all my focus. And it's just been so great the last couple of years, you know, making those connections and then having, you know, friends that support us in Nashville that have, you know, wanted to work with us and put their flavor in our music, because it's very uplifting but also surreal that this could be happening to us.
Yeah. So I love what you said there about how, you know, you found music and it made such a big difference. For anyone listening, Braden, who is a young person who is a singer or a songwriter or both, would you just encourage them to go for it, to pursue that dream, because it could have the same effect on them that it has on you?
Absolutely. I mean, I really think that you should follow your dreams, and if that's what you know, your dreams are telling you to do, then I would say absolutely follow your dreams. However, you know, there are setbacks. Sometimes things happen, and you just always have to keep in mind that if this is something that you love, then you fight for it, just like anything else, and you don't give up. And that would be my advice to anyone who is getting into the music business or who is, you know, a singer, a songwriter, pursuing their music and trying to make it. I would definitely suggest to never give up if it's something that you love, because you should always fight for stuff that you love or someone that you love or anything.
Yeah, that is so awesome. I love those words and that passion behind that advice. I'll let our listeners know, Braden, that the website is blackwellband.com, and they can learn all about you there, hear music samples and check out videos and all that. But let's turn to the song now, written by Carrie Blackwell. Welcome to the Country, and then we'll come back. I want to talk about songwriting more with you, and we'll even talk about your good friend Bree Lawrenson. Here is Blackwell.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome, on in the Country.
One horse town with all
new music from Blackwell here on In the Country. That is called Welcome to the Country, and the group is made up of my guest Braden Turner and brothers Kerry and Dan Blackwell, and the song was written by Kerry. Man, that is so good. It's so catchy. So many great parts in it, too, production-wise. I love the guitar solo in it as well, the extended one.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's great, and it changes keys there too. It's funny when we
nice.
When we had our bass player and our drummer learn the tune, they both were looking like, what did you do there, man? And it's true. He comes out with this great this great little interlude, and I'm always so excited to hear where he goes with songs that he writes, because I mean, he writes all sorts of genres of music. He does blues, he does R&B, he does everything. And
wow.
and country is just such his place. It really is. But, you know, I'm so excited when I hear new stuff come from Kerry, because I always know there's going to be something really interesting.
It's a great sounding song. I know it's going to do well for you guys in your shows and, of course, at radio. And Debbie Wood is helping to get the song heard. But I just love that. We'll get to songwriting in a moment. But Bree Lawrenson, who is an amazing Ontario country artist who has done so well, has some new music coming out and has several singles that have done incredibly well for her. She's a good friend of yours. How are the two of you doing? And I know that you were saying you guys played at a New Year's show.
Yeah, she's doing super great. We keep in touch every day. We're always texting and calling each other and motivating each other. It's really awesome. We did play a New Year's gig together this year. We got to ring in the New Year together, which is just so great because, you know, we've been just very supportive of each other's music. You know, we are in the same genre, but it's completely different, and just a great, you know, example of, you know, you cannot compare artists because they're just so different
mm-hmm.
in their styles and their sound. And, you know, Bree does such a good job at, you know, telling stories. I have to say her storytelling is awesome, and she's always had that that talent, and I've seen it, you know, growing up with her and her writing her songs, and, you know, us having, you know, sometimes together to write songs together. I've just experienced, you know, just her incredible use of word and to get her message across. And, you know, she has worked so hard, and I am so proud of her, and I have had a chance to hear her single that's I think she's going to be releasing February 16th, I believe, and, you know, everyone's in for a treat. It's an amazing song.
Nice. We'll look forward to hearing that, because her songs, so traditional, great stuff, like With You Whiskey comes to mind, and that's just
mm-hmm.
such a well-written song and so heartfelt. I mean, it's beautiful. So we will look forward to that new music from Bree Lawrenson. And let's talk about songwriting, Braden, and that's something that you've done with Bree, of course, and, you know, I know you've co-written with other people as well as writing songs on your own. What have you learned the most about songwriting since the time you started doing it?
Since the time I started writing songs, my challenge has always been to turn, you know, six lines into one line. I have a very good you know, way of telling stories, but I have a problem with rambling on. So my you know, challenge over the last couple of years is to really choose how I want to say what I want to say in one or two lines, as opposed to six or seven lines. It's about, you know, getting the biggest story into a three-minute song, and to make sure
right.
that, you know, your
right.
message is clear, but also that people can relate to what you're saying. So something so personal could be said in a generic way so that everyone can understand and relate
mm-hmm.
to their own lives. And I think that's also something great that Bree does, because she is just, she's great at, you know, downsizing her thoughts and making it a couple of lines that really sink in. And so what I've been able to learn from her and from the other people that I've worked with is just how to say what I want to say in just one or two lines.
That's a great point. I really like that you brought that up, because you can, or any of us can, tend to write, as you said, too many lines, and then there's not room to say other stuff. So you,
right.
if you can take, you know, one or two lines that would have been six, now you've got more room to flesh out the story. The other thing I liked when you were talking about, I guess, a general song versus specific, sometimes specific is great, but if, as you said, if you do it in a general way, then anybody listening to it can put themselves into that story, that whatever's happening.
Absolutely. I feel like when I write a song, there are, I mean, I could write specific lines and they could sound generic. And you know, a lot of times I'm writing about love, I'm writing about experience, I'm writing about heartbreak, I'm writing about, you know, it doesn't have to be, I brought my dog to the vet and, you know, the answer wasn't great. It could be, you know, I lost the love of my life today. And then that could be, I could be talking about the dog, or I could, or someone listening to it could think of that they lost their grandmother today. It's just the way that you say what you want to say. And so I've that's kind of the biggest lesson I've learned in songwriting over the last couple of years, of me just trying to perfect my craft.
Now, I think you touched on something there as well before, but personal songs. When you've gone to write certain songs, if it's very vulnerable for you, if it's about whatever the thing might be, can it sometimes be hard to share with somebody else or to work with
the crowd? It can definitely be hard to share. However, what I have learned is that the best healing comes through talking and expressing and letting it out. So, you know, it's in a way it's therapeutic, because you relive that moment, but the more that you relive it, the more that you sing it, the more that you express yourself, the easier it is to cope, I guess. And you know, it could also happen in a good way. You know, like, what if I was writing a love song about, you know, the love of my life and my son? I would want to sing that all the time. You know, I would want to sing that every day, all the time. And even anyone who has kids and who, you know, is in a very happy relationship would love playing that all the time, because, you know, they get to live their happiness, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. The songs work for you as the writer, but us as fans can use that song and listen to it and put us in a certain mood or make us reflect or celebrate whatever the case is. As far as pitching songs, and I'm not sure if you've done that yet, Braden, but if you had that opportunity, do you have either a song written now or an artist in mind that, man, I would love to have, you know, Keith Urban, or I'd love to have Miranda Lambert record one of my songs? Who would be on that list for you?
Well, she writes her own music, but I would love Taylor Swift to write with me, because I love the way she tells her stories. I love the fact that her record label, you know, allowed her to express herself in her own way and didn't give her any guidelines and just let her do her thing. I really look up to her. She's a very hard worker and she's very smart. And if I had the opportunity to write with someone or to share one of my songs with, it would definitely be Taylor Swift, because, as maybe you have seen, there was a video circulating on Facebook of her wrapping all these gifts and sending them to her fans, to her fans, the people, you know, that are supporting her music. And the video was the fans opening up the gifts from Taylor. And, you know, to me, if Blackwell ever became, you know, as big as Taylor Swift, I would be that person. I totally would be that person wrapping gifts and giving them to people. I've been that person my whole life, but I am so appreciative of our fans and family and team that have been so supportive in our music and in our journey. So Taylor is the first person that comes to mind when you ask me about, you know, writing with and pitching songs to. She's a very, very big role model for a lot of country artists that are working hard like we are.
Yeah, she really is. And too, as you said, her fans, I mean, young girls and guys too, whoever, look up to her, because not only because they love her music, but as you said, she gives back, and she just seems like a nice person and a giving person. And I like that you said that's exactly what you would use your success to do.
Absolutely. It totally would be, because, you know, without our team of people believing in us, without, you know, my family and Carrie's family and Dan's family and surrounding friends that have, you know, come to shows, that have taken the time to download our song, that have, you know, even shared on their social media networks to come and see Blackwell, to support Blackwell. I mean, without these people, we wouldn't have the success and the connection that we do. So it's so important to not let, you know, fame and fortune get to your head, because it could happen, and it has happened with a lot of artists, not necessarily always in country music, but in all genres. It sometimes you kind of lose sense of where you are and where you came from. And for me, I would never forget that because I'm 26. So, you know, I've spent 26 years working hard and having these people around me. And if, you know, when things start to get on a roll for Blackwell, there's no way I could ever forget the people around me that have made it happen.
Yeah, oh, man, that is so wonderful, Braden. I love hearing that attitude, the attitude, and also knowing how much you love music. Braden is part of Blackwell, a great Ontario country trio. Also in the group, Carrie Blackwell and brother Dan Blackwell, all three of them. Their website is blackwellband.com, so I'll encourage you to go there, learn more about them, and follow them there. And, of course, the song we heard on the show is their brand-new single, Welcome to the Country. Now, is that available on iTunes at the moment, or it will be?
It will be available on iTunes. It's not yet. We're still uploading it. But if you follow Blackwell Band on Facebook, we will be setting our status to when we will be able to download on iTunes.
Perfect.
But it will be within the next couple of weeks for sure.
Awesome. That sounds great. Well, it's a great-sounding song, well-produced, well-sung. Again, welcome to the country. And, Braden, thanks so much for being here. Always a pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you so much for having me, Dave. I really appreciate your support as well, and I just love talking to you because you're such an awesome guy.
Thank you so much, Braden. My pleasure. My guest has been Braden Turner of the group Blackwell. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.